Checking on the Arts is made possible by the Orpheum Theater. And speaking of our friends down at the Orpheum, the good folks at the On Stage at the Halloran Center series have just announced, actually, I guess we're announcing it right now, the new season. Ron Jewell is here with me. Thanks for coming in.
Can you believe this is my fourth season?
I can't really. No, it doesn't seem like that could be possible.
And folks, if you have not found the Halloran Center, you need to get downtown next to the Orpheum and come experience this beautiful, intimate boutique performing arts center.
Yeah, it's really a special place, and the auditorium itself where this stuff happens is I think it's one of the best performance spaces in town.
I do too. I mean, acoustically, it's just such a gem, and the intimacy of the seating. There's like 361 seats, so there's not a bad seat in the house, but it's not, and that's speaking visually, you know, listening to the room work, it's just a marvel. It really is.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about this. And as usual, you have several series, and the music series is always the big series. And
that's right. I've got a music series, we've got a theater series, we've got a songwriter series, and even a symphony series.
Yeah, that's exciting.
We're going to get to that outline.
Yeah, yeah. And then you got a lot of great people who are coming in for all these things.
You bet. Starting off with the music series, we're going to kick off in late August with the Barquets.
Yeah.
I just have come out of a sit-down with James Alexander, and we've been talking nuts and bolts of how to promote it. This is their 55th year, if you can believe that, performing. And so we're going to create a whole 55th anniversary celebration and use it to kick off this season. So that's coming up in late August. And then a beautiful lady that I have been chasing for years and finally have an opportunity to work with, Miss Cece Winans, coming up in September. She is in and out of the city on occasion.
Yeah.
A lot of times they're private events or at some of the churches. But again, just having that legend, that iconic performer in our venue adds to my thoughts about the Halloran Center being such a sophisticated lady at Main and Beale.
Very true.
Yeah, Cece Winans in September. Jimmy Webb, songwriter, legend, songwriter Hall of Fame, wrote all those great Glen Campbell hits.
Yeah.
This will probably be my third or fourth time to work with Jimmy
over
the years.
I think I saw him at the Bartlett.
Yeah, in Bartlett. We had Jimmy, and I've had an occasion to introduce him to some of my fellow presenters, and he actually came and was keynote speaker at one of our conferences several years ago. Great songwriter, great guy, and personable, you know, leaves Long Island rarely. he plays at Michael Feinstein's club on many occasions. But, he's out there, and I just couldn't be happier to have Jimmy Webb. Again, a return visit by one of the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band guys who we kicked off our season a couple of years ago, John McEwen. I got to tell you, when I was in college, I spent 3 or 4 days kind of playing in the auditorium there as they were doing some rehearsal. And McEwen was such a wild hippie way back then, and he hasn't changed at all. But he's got this cool little show that he does that includes a lot of video and history and storytelling, and it's built around that iconic album, double album, that they were responsible for, Will the Circle Be Unbroken,
that
featured all those wonderful country music stars. And so and will be a featured part of Ken Burns' film this fall with the country music special that
he's
got.
Absolutely,
and so it just meant I thought it was a natural to bring McEwen down to do his storytelling. So it's John McEwen and the String Wizards. and he is, you know, people that don't know him, he plays multiple string instruments.
Right.
And he's just one heck of a musician.
Oh, he's an amazing entertainer.
And great storyteller. At the Orpheum, the last several years, we've had a group called Black Violin. Duo who were classically trained musicians, and they
– Sphinx Award winners.
Yeah. Well, they have taken under their wing another the similar set of guys, and they call themselves the Sons of Maestro. And so with, you know, if they're good enough for black violin, and you know, they've been selling out the Orpheum for these several years, I know that they've got a very cool show coming with these guys, Sons of Maestro. So I'd just send everybody to the website to look them up and get a taste of what that's about. But, again, they're classically trained string musicians that add a real street kind of hip-hop kind of aura to what they do. And what kind of influence these guys are having on other young folks who – encouraging them to pick up the violin and, you know, and get into the music. And then a couple of shows where I wanted to give a nod to our fabulous local talent, Southern Avenue, who a lot of folks are outside of Memphis are discovering.
Yeah.
I had a friend of mine who I was just running down through my list. He lives out in Seattle. He said, "Oh, my God, I just saw them at a festival out here, and they're great." So Southern Avenue is coming. And then I've asked Susan Marshall and Reba Russell to put together a night with those two Memphis divas,
they are
fabulous musicians. They're great individuals, and they are huge proponents of Memphis music. They are ambassadors all over the world for this city, and so why shouldn't they have an opportunity to play on the Halloran stage? Another friend from way back, Susie Boggess.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of folks may remember how often she was on Garrison Keillor. Prairie Home Companion over the years.
Yep.
But Susie's a hit songwriter, and looking forward to having her. A Cuban rock band that I spotted on KNO Television's Bluegrass Underground.
Oh, sure.
The TV show. Mm-hmm. They're called Sweet Lizzie Project.
Yeah.
And again, it's just this up-and-coming young group that are now in Nashville, I believe. But when I say Cuban rock band, that's as succinct as I can put it, but Sweet Lizzie Project. And then there are four women out of Nashville that are all great musicians individually, but together they are a real powerhouse. They're called Farewell Angelina. Mm-hmm. And it's a country pop kind of evening. But again, they're not household names, but I will put them up against just about anything going on town on any given night. Mentioned the Bar K's. Well, James Alexander introduced me to Otis Redding Jr., or Otis Redding III. Otis's son, who oddly enough lives in Macon, Georgia, and has a great, great personality. And the music is not just his dad's, but it's of the era. And so Otis Redding III will be part of the season. And then wrapping up, when I say jazz banjo, people sort of look at me funny, but Allison Brown, also out of Nashville, and I've worked with Allison several times. She had her own electric banjo instrument crafted. She and her husband, Gary West, run Compass Records out of Nashville that have over the years introduced lots and lots of brand new Americana talent to us. She was originally a banker and left it to go follow her music instincts. And years and years and years ago, when I first started as a concert promoter and presenter, she was the very first artist that I booked.
Huh.
And it sort of helped set the tone and help me personally articulate the kind of music and the kind of programming I wanted to be associated with, first in Bartlett and now in the Halloran Center. So I think it's a natural to have her back as a part of my work downtown.
We're talking about the brand new season at the Halloran Center. It begins in August, and a lot of things going on. If you'd like more information, go to orpheum-memphis.com or call them at 525-3000. All right, Ron Jewell is here with me. We've run through the music series, and then you have your theater series.
Yeah, I'll quickly hit this. We've got Larry Haas, who's a Memphis talent. He's got a magic show that he does. So we've got Larry scheduled. And I love magic personally. And I know there's lots of other folks out there that do as well. So we're doing an evening with Larry Haas. And then I found Harry Truman's grandson playing Harry Truman in the great Give 'em Hell Harry one-man show. So I don't know, man. The apple probably don't fall too far from the tree, as
they say.
I
would expect not, yeah.
But I think that's, you know, how often do you have a chance to see, quote, a relative that close to the product portraying the characters. So that's coming up, Give 'em Hell Harry. And I think, you know, in our political era that we're in, I think we all need to look back to Harry Truman and some of his
very true.
Some
the
of the
buck
way
stops here.
That's right. That's right. Pretty out front kind of guy, you know, that we're accustomed to these days. Still. And then I found a cool little show that I booked for myself. But every time I mention it, everybody's eyes light up. I have found a puppet parody, of the Golden Girls.
It's probably really all you need to say.
You know, that's what I say, the Golden Girls puppet parody. You know, there is a huge cult following.
Oh, yeah.
I'm surfing through TV and I fall on it and I get sucked into those four women
every time.
Mm-hmm. And yes, I think that, you know, this is a different kind of treatment to the same program and takes us back to that little house in Miami with the four wonderful characters. But, yes, Golden Girls puppet parody. So that's the theater season.
And then this is new, I believe, your songwriter series.
Yeah, yeah. Again, you know, here we are celebrating Memphis' 200th birthday this year.
And
where my season maybe starts on the back end of that celebration. Mm-hmm. Again, this year, and even from the very beginning when I came to the Howler, and I wanted to find a way to articulate a way to make our stage available to Memphis musicians. And so I'm partnering with the Memphis Songwriter Association, South Main Sound, as a lot of folks make their way down to Mark Parcell's place down there. Mm-hmm. And then I have asked Memphian songwriter Mark Edgar Stewart to play host. And at each of these four songwriting events, he will play host and have three of his songwriting friends who are Memphis songwriters. Some of the names everybody will know. We are actually still compiling who's going to perform on what night. But it's going to be a Bluebird Cafe kind of-esque presentation where they're in the round and they feed off each other and share in the music and the story behind the songs that they've written. And again, try to give a place where these local musicians, who oftentimes are relegated to playing background music in a bar somewhere, to give them a chance to really show off what they're about and really to explain their songwriting craft. So we're going to be doing that four times
a
year.
Yeah.
And then the fifth event will culminate with what is the Memphis Songwriter Association's annual competition finals. And so that will kind of wrap up our songwriter series.
All right, that's going to be fun. Now, this is something brand new, and I'm very excited by this. You've got Memphis Symphony Music Director Robert Moody coming in to do three shows called The Orchestra Unplugged.
That's right. And what he has promised, ladies and gentlemen, it is all in Robert's court. I am just the facilitator on this. But what he has promised is the orchestra like you've never seen before.
Yeah.
Robert's a huge personality himself.
Oh, yeah.
And we will put him front and center. I mean, we often see him front and center with his back to us. But we are going to put Robert Moody front and center in this, feature him, and he is developing programs that are really a little bit unusual. One of them is Robert Johnson meets Stravinsky.
Yeah.
You know, right off, again, enough said, but I'm not even sure what that is.
Yeah.
But it sounds very cool. And in our hall, that orchestra filling up the stage, filling up the hall, it's going to be an acoustical experience. It's going to be almost like we are all sitting right there on stage with the orchestra and hearing what the maestro hears at every concert, being up close like that and being able to absorb that sound acoustically. So between Robert's personality, the special programming he's putting together, the intimacy of the hall, and just pulling all that together in an audio experience that I think is just going to be very, very cool.
There are three of those. One's called Classics Inside Out, a deep dive into Beethoven Symphony No. 7.
And yeah.
There's a lot of depth there. And then he's doing one in January called The Complete History of Music Abridged, which I'm guessing is going to be similar to Complete Works of William Shakespeare Abridged,
yes,
except
yes.
music.
So. Exactly. I mean, starting with Gregorian chant.
Yeah.
Even, you know. So, again, folks, you can see where Robert's going with this. I mean, the symphony is, you know, many years been one kind of product,
right?
And all symphonies across the country are having to dig a little deeper, find different ways to touch the lives in the community, and this is just going to be a very different kind of way, as you said, orchestra unplugged.
Yeah, that's going to be exciting, and I'm going to talk to Robert about that come the fall too also. All right, it's a new season at the Halloran Center beginning in August, and this is your fourth season there, and it seems like you're hitting your stride.
I think you've
figured out what works there, and you're getting into that.
We are still getting on the radar. There's no two ways about it.
Yeah.
And the competitive fray downtown is extraordinary.
It's big, yeah.
I mean, I tell people all across the country, really, that Memphis is a very different place when it comes to programming and putting on music, because we have such great talent surrounding us every night of the week.
Yeah, exactly.
And you know, in all honesty, we can become a little jaded by that. I mean, there are cities who would beg to have any one of these things on their musical calendar for the year, and yet we have the ability to, you know, add to what's already a vibrant musical community, and taking time to feature some of our local talent that are recognized much larger ways away from home than they are
Very
here
true.
In town.
Yeah.
So that's the kind of place we want to be, but we got to get people down there. You got to take a shot at us, take a chance. Come discover exactly what we're talking about with the Halloran Center. We are located right next door to the historic old lady, the Orpheum Theater.
Yeah.
And it's just a great, great time to be part of the Orpheum Theater group. And indeed, I think we're finally hitting our stride and starting to build a loyal set of fans.
So quickly tell folks about you got season tickets.
Yes. I would just send you to the website because there are
multiple
flexible packages
right,
where
sure.
you can pick and choose what shows you want to come to. You buy tickets and you can spend all of them on one night, or you can spread them out over the year. It's we're trying to just add total flexibility. There are extra perks if you do so. But ticket pricing is still very inexpensive. You know, top price for some of these acts, they're only $55. The rest of them are $35. So you're not going to break the bank on any one night. And, you know, parking is right there convenient next door to us. And the parking garage, there's even a brand new lot across the street from us. So parking is not an issue anymore. Lots of cool restaurants downtown.
Oh, yeah.
So get back downtown and come to the Halloran Center and figure out just what a beautiful opportunity this is.
Orpheum-Memphis.com is the website. You can call the box office at 525-3000. Ron Jewell from the Halloran Center, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you, Daryl. Everybody, come see us.